could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very happy to welcome Craig Lauer. Craig, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here. And we have a very interesting topic for our listeners today called finding a soulmate in this age of mobile dating apps. So Craig Lauer is an engineer and entrepreneur. As vice president of engineering at Qualcomm, he was a pioneer in wireless and mobile health, introducing the world's first completely mobile heart monitor. Due to Craig's visionary talents as chief technical officer for Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, he helped to oversee a plan to transform healthcare in this country. Craig is now focused on our emotional health and has co-founded a startup called Pixie. The Pixie app helps people to discover authentic love on their mobile phones. So I have been very excited, Craig, to interview you today because I am really wanting to know how, in the last few years, first of all, how did you get inspired to create this startup?
Well, I'm pleased to be here. I'm excited as well to share it with you. So thank you for having me on. Well, this journey with Pixie really started with my own frustration and challenges of dating. I was an engineer and executive at Qualcomm, so I had seen this tremendous growth that smartphones had brought to how people communicate. And really, my frustration has been that in my own search for finding a soulmate in life and finding somebody that I would enjoy dating and having a relationship with, that all of the tools that I had at my disposal on the web, on the emerging smartphone application stores, all seemed to be focused on superficial qualities and not be able to share with me what the person was really like. And so that quest for authenticity in this new age of trying to meet people with your smartphone by running apps, by going online, was what ultimately drove me to a really fortuitous meeting with my co-founder, Dr. Ronnie Edel, who came up with a brilliant idea about how to bring this to the mobile app space. So that's really how I got here. Very personal journey, actually.
And that's a lot of times how people get going in a business, yes?
I think, you know, you spend so much time putting your heart and soul into a startup that if it doesn't solve and address a really deep passion of your own, I think it's going to be difficult to have the energy and the creativity to bring something really world-changing to other people. So I find that those are always the most inspiring startups, the most inspiring entrepreneurs, or people that are motivated by something deeply, deeply personal.
I agree with you 100%. So I know over the last number of years, Craig, the whole technology and the whole dating service, everything has changed where people go online and they join multiple meetups or multiple online dating services. And I'd love for you to share a little bit to start about that?
Certainly. Well, you know, things have really changed in the last few years, really. Online dating had always been something that I think people were a little embarrassed about. And back in the days, early days of the web, I think people felt like that was where you went because you weren't successful in the real world. So you were a little, there was a little bit of embarrassment around it. But then something remarkable happened, which is everybody got smartphones. And with a smartphone, you had this ability to sort of participate in a very fun, playful discovery of new apps that help you to meet new people. And because now you could text message and you can use your camera, which has completely transformed the experience of communication, you can now share images with people that you don't even really know. And on top of that, you can be secure and safe with these people because you can do a little bit of research to find out who they are. So it removes some of the stigma associated with dating. So I've seen this. It's not just with people in their 20s. It's 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Everyone has seen that the smartphone with the camera, with text messaging, has really enabled this as a very common way to meet people. And it's exciting for me because there is no greater satisfaction than helping people to find and connect with somebody in this world. I mean, there's no greater, deeper satisfaction from that. So we're all on a mission here at Pixie to help people do that.
And that's so true. And in a personal level, I know of many people in my life that through different resources, well, there's lots out there that have met their mate and so happy. It's like I listen and I'm like, wow, it's just amazing to me. So what is specifically different about Pixie versus other mobile dating sites?
So many more people have come online and used their mobile phone to find mates. And many people have been frustrated. Many people have been successful. Many people have been frustrated by the apps that are out there today. And we listened. And a lot of that frustration had to do with this seemingly endless trial and error, throw a bunch of dates on the wall, go out to lunch, go out to coffee, do this over and over as you try and meet people in the real world, only to come away disappointed and shaking your head and wondering, wow, and this happened to me, I'll be honest with you. You see somebody on paper, you see the kind of words and the profiles that they write, and you meet them in person and you're like, wow, that person wasn't anything like what I imagined online by what they wrote. And so this is the disappointment of online dating, is that people get into this trial and error rut and they get very frustrated, and it's a difficult thing to go through. So what we have done, and what attracted me to Pixie to co-found it with Dr. Ronnie Udell, was the insight that if we can get people to express their authentic selves on a mobile app, that we can reduce the amount of dates you have to go on before you find somebody who really connects with you emotionally. And of course, that's very hard to do, but we've done it by creating a completely visual way of expressing who you are, which cuts right to your sort of emotional and imaginative center. So it's really based upon the visual profile that you create at Pixie, which we call a vision board for dating.
Oh, so why don't you describe that more?
Well, certainly. Okay, so this was actually the insight that led us to do this was an insight that helped couples actually in their relationships communicate with each other. And oftentimes we do have problems communicating, especially men, by the way. Men are have a very difficult time communicating emotionally. And one of the techniques or tricks or processes that we had stumbled upon was that if you express your wants, needs, and desires in images, and you actually share the image you have of those, that you actually become an incredibly expressive emotional communicator. But you don't feel it because what you're doing is expressing in images. So let me give you an example of what we do. And maybe we could play along together.
Okay.
Dr. Iris, and you can help everybody understand it. So,
okay.
So when you start Pixie, we ask you to take a term like family, and I'll ask you, what image comes to mind when you think of family? In your head, like whatever, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word family?
The first word that comes to my mind?
The first picture. The picture.
The first picture.
Yeah.
I think of my family and how much we just enjoy being together, the three of us, doing things together, getting out into nature.
Okay, that's wonderful. So maybe a picture of a family out in nature doing something together. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Okay, let's try one more just to give everybody a concrete sense. So how about the word commitment? Commitment's a good one. First picture that springs to mind with the word commitment?
Commitment is trust.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there a picture that...
Yes, it's commitment. It would be...
Most women usually come up with one of two images, actually. We've seen this is one of the words where the commonality, where we either see a ring or an older couple holding hands. Were those any of the two images that came up?
I guess the image that came up for me, I've been blessed, is myself and my husband together.
Wonderful. Wonderful image. Okay. Well, so the idea of being able to share that image is actually so much more powerful than writing a small paragraph essay about what commitment means to you, because it really takes on so many different flavors. You know what men do for that word commitment, which is fascinating to us? So like on our app, we can look at the way men and women respond to these images. You know what images come to mind when men speak of the word commitment?
Good question. What images?
They are usually, while the female images are images of security, things like a ring, old couple holding hands. Men's pictures with commitment are adrenaline inducing. They're like risk. So they're pictures of people about to drop in on a large wave, surfing or rock climbing, holding by one hand by their fingertips as they climb. The idea of commitment being all in, that we are going to risk and that, you know, we could end in a horrible situation, but we're going to go for it. Very different conception than women have with the meaning of the word commitment. So even when we use the same words, we actually, our inner emotions and our desire is actually very different. So what we're doing is facilitating a truer form of communication. And our users just love it. I mean, it's like Pinterest. It's something that people find incredibly creative, but also sort of secretly vulnerable, right, as you share these images that you choose as part of the discovery process. So that gives you a little flavor of how you discover people and sort of quietly bring people into a truer sense of communication. And that's what we're all looking for, or at least Pixie members are looking for. We're an application that's trying to facilitate romantic love. You know, we're looking for something serious. Users on our side are looking for something serious, for something true, something authentic and creative and fun.
That sounds wonderful. Now, is this site specifically only for singles? You mentioned something about couples and communication.
So currently our target market is to help singles find true love. But you bring up the issue of couples, because couples, as it turns out, have communication issues as well. And everybody, even in any relationship, is looking to achieve a deeper form of intimacy through more honest communication. And we struggle with that. Men struggle with it probably a little more than women. I know I've struggled with it as I try and communicate to my partners and my relationships that certain desires are not being met or needs are not being met. So we do see this in the future as being a tremendous tool that can be used for couples as well. And so I encourage married women to download this, not to find a mate, but to spread the word among their single friends. It's incredibly fun. And we've had many married couples go, God, why can't we do this? I want to do this with my partner, because it's you learn things about people that you wouldn't know otherwise when you share these images. It's really a tremendous window into a friend's, or in the case of dating, somebody you've just met, into their heart.
And that sounds wonderful, because that saves, I'm sure, a lot of time in the dating process.
Well, that's exactly the point. If I can, I mean, you talk about the one thing that differentiates us. And the grueling part about online dating is the feeling that you're just going after date after date. And so Pixie is really focused on being able to shorten the amount of time it takes to go on those first dates with somebody. And if you can do something magical on that first date where you can make it not feel like a first date, where you can feel like, wow, like because you shared those images of your family and nature, I feel actually like I know you a little bit better, just in a small way. I feel like I know you a little bit better. And those are the kinds of insights that allow for something not to feel like an awkward first date, but to actually have a level of comfort where you can explore the truly more important things, which is, sure, are we well suited for each other long term?
Sure, sure. Craig, we are just about to take a break, and we will be right back in less than a minute.
Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to the second part of our show today. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and we are here today having an amazing conversation with Craig Lauer on his new startup company called Pixie, and we are discussing finding a soulmate in this age of mobile dating apps. So first of all, Craig, before we continue, if some of our listeners are interested in having the app, how would they go about doing that?
Very easy. If you are an iPhone user, go to the App Store and type in the keyword Pixie, P-I-C-C-E-E, and you can download it to both your iPad or your iPhone. If you are a web user, you can go to our website, www.pixie.com. That's P-I-C-C-E-E.com.
And if you're a Droid user?
That is on the way. So we are initially focused on iPhone, and Android is on the way.
Okay, perfect.
My co-founder has been pressuring me for that for some time, so he will appreciate that you brought that up.
Okay, so this is your website to go to, www.pixie.com.
That's right.
Okay, I have a question that I think might be on a lot of people's minds. I hear this from single friends of mine, that they have a fear or these barriers of going online, of doing that kind of dating. Of course, they prefer to be introduced by somebody. And something stops them from actually applying, because there's lots of meetups, and I'm understanding there's lots of different, according to what your interests are, you can also go online and do online dating. So in your professional opinion, what advice would you give somebody who is listening who may say, I'm scared, I'm going to meet some jerk out there?
That's a great question, and we hear that all the time. And the first question that I would ask them is, how do they imagine them meeting their soulmate in the first place without technology? So we've noticed that people have very different imaginations around this. Some people feel that it's trial and error, that it's a matter of just simply going on enough dates and being exposed to enough people such that you can effectively meet that right person. Other people think it'll happen serendipitously, that you'll be taking the subway or a bus and you'll catch their eye across the way and it's true love on first sight. Other people feel that a soulmate is something you'll discover by a shared passion, perhaps charity work or something like that. So the first step is to identify what is comfortable for you and how you imagine that happening. And then once you've done that, then you can use tools and technologies and applications and services in order to help sort of be a tool to help you juice that idea. And so, for instance, a very popular app today is called Tinder. And this is an app that looks at only your picture. It's very superficial in nature, and it's a great way to get a ton of possibly interested people in exploring a relationship. Oftentimes that doesn't lead to deep relationships, so sometimes the sheer number of dates doesn't work out. Pixie is much more built around the idea of people who believe that serendipity is the way in which your heart is going to get hooked to another person. The other thing that's happened, which is really great, is a lot of these apps, including Pixie, require you to log in with Facebook. And that's really important because it provides a level of authenticity. It's very difficult to portray yourself as somebody different when you're logging in via Facebook. Of course, none of this is shared on your Facebook feed, but it's a very misunderstood but important security measure that is required so that you can make sure that the people you meet are in fact real people.
Wow. Okay, so you were talking earlier about the comfort level. Would you suggest that if people are interested in your app, do you also suggest that maybe they look at other ways of meeting people in addition?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no one solution for all. Most people that are dating have two or three different applications on their phone. And it's a good way to explore what is going to allow you to be most authentic and most comfortable in your own skin. And that's really the key. And that's what our co-founder, Dr. Ronnie Dell, has been sharing so much of lately, is that in order to find the right person in this world, whether it's using an application like Pixie or another dating app, you have to be authentic in your expression. And we're not comfortable doing that. It's very difficult for many of us to be comfortable being authentically expressive of who we are. And so the degree to which we can do that and an application can help you to do that is incredibly important. And that's why, frankly, the visual is so important right now. This is really an age of pictures, of images. Communication is going totally visual, whether it's Facebook feeds or Instagram or Snapchat. And so this is wonderful because it allows people to be spontaneous and authentic in their communication in a way that they often can't do when they're being asked to write out messages.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm just learning now about Pinterest, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, so, Pinterest is amazingly popular.
Yeah, it's really learning about that. Okay, Craig, so you know my show is called Attitude Adjustment,
yes.
And I always ask my guests, I want, from your professional opinion, two things that you think would shift our listeners' attitude.
So, number one, if you're looking for a soulmate, the most important thing is to be authentic in your expression. We always tend to change and modify the way in which we express ourselves in the hope of getting some level of acceptance from people. And the online dating is so critical that if you can express yourself authentically, your wants, needs, and desires, then the chance that you'll actually have a true connection with somebody will go way up. So that's number one, authenticity. And the second, and this is a way to do it in a safe way, it's about risk. Risk in a positive way. Risk putting yourself out there. These tools are wonderful They can bring love and connection to people. Nobody should be lonely. Nobody should be alone. There's somebody out there. And so the ability to risk in a safe way, but in a way that puts your heart out there and allows for that human connection. Those are the two. Those are the two. And find a tool to do that in a safe way. We think Pixie is that way. It's fun. It's creative. It allows you to be true, but in a fun, playful way, much like Pinterest. So that's obviously our vote, but there's many other ways to do it.
I love that. Now, Craig, also, we've been talking about those people that, because I, like I said, I talk to people a lot that are kind of like right at the edge. They're going, you know, I'm dating, I'm not really meeting anybody, but it's really too much time, it's too much of a bother. What advice would you give these kind of people that are right at the edge of saying, maybe I should go ahead and try this?
Yeah. Well, so I would encourage them. One thing we've done with Pixie is that you can download the app and you can look at people's vision boards. So you can get a sense immediately about the kinds of images they have on their board that express who they are. And you do not have to create your own when you initially start. So it's a wonderful way to dip your toe in the water to see if you're comfortable. Check it out. If it feels comfortable to you, then it's a way you can sort of begin the process of meeting somebody. Of course, there's no commitment. Everybody has a smartphone now, so you can simply click on somebody's profile, maybe send a message if you're interested. It's a great, playful, fun way, without having to have a major commitment up front. So I think that's a great way to dip your toe in the water and see if this is something for you.
Okay. Now, are there any fees involved, any other barriers for anybody?
Because the timing is great on this, because we are just starting in the Southern California area, we are not subjecting users to fees currently. That will change, but the first users in any region are going to be able to enjoy the service for free for some period of time. So there's no fee, there's no cost right now to try it out. So this is a great time to do it. That won't always be the case, but now it's a good time for that.
Wow. And is there a certain age that you have limits on?
No.
On your site?
No. We are encouraging people who are looking for serious relationships to sign up. So we're seeing people sort of in their late 20s all the way up into their 60s join Pixie. So it does tend to favor people who are looking for real relationships. So a lot of the very younger kids are not, you know, we're not really tailoring our marketing to those people. Some of the other mobile applications like Tinder are very much focused on a much younger demographic. So no, it's, you know, love doesn't have any age constraint on it. So we encourage anybody to join and explore it.
Now, can I ask you a personal question?
Certainly.
Okay. So have you met your mate on Pixie?
I have not. I have met, wonderful people on Pixie, and I do imagine myself finding my soulmate on Pixie. I have not found that person yet, but the process of getting to know them has been wonderful, and it's really been a joy.
And that's good. And you just said a very important word, I think, the process of getting to know people and enjoying that process. And it sounds like through your app that you get rid of the people that maybe you wouldn't want to waste time with.
Yeah, well, this is what we've been told by our users. Is it just so happens women are so much more gifted than men are at being able to decode people's vision boards and their graphics. So if somebody is not serious, if a guy comes on the service and he's not serious and he's not true to his world, women are so skilled at sort of decoding these images that they can suss out these people right away. And so this is another way in which women love this site, because it's very hard to kind of not be authentic. And when you are authentic, sometimes your true desires are not lined up, right? And so anybody who's just looking to play around, who's not serious, the women see those people right away on the service.
Got it.
That's another, I don't share that often because women have an advantage that men don't on our site in that way. But that's, you know, that's one of the right brain gifts that women have that we've seen on the service.
That's wonderful. Craig, we are about to end our show, but I would love for you, in just give us about maybe 20 seconds, really briefly, your last closing words on what you would like to share with our listeners.
Well, so I, you know, my background is in both technology, but while I was at Stanford, I got a degree in literature. So I felt like I've had this gift of being able to sort of create software and applications that make a tremendous impact in this world, but at the same time have this right brain, literary, kind of artistic side. And so I'm looking to meld that together with Pixie. We've created something wonderful. And through that, I hope we can create more connections, allow people to discover other people in a wonderful new way. And if I can do a little of that and the team can provide more of that in this world, then I think we're all in a much better space. So,
well, Craig, it has been wonderful to have you on the show today. And I wish you and your partner much success. We, you can reach Craig by going to his website at www.pixie.com. Again, Pixie is spelled P-I-C-C-E-E. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, August 12th, with Janine Just. She is a visionary success strategist, a speaker, author, and CEO of Visionaries University. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com and my website, www.driris.com. And I found this amazing quote appropriate for today, Craig. The quote is from Joseph Campbell, and it is, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek." Have a wonderful day, everybody.
It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait.